And it's not Willis, it's Wills.
Right. Okay. This is Russell Harris at the Kentucky Historical Society in Frankfort, Kentucky, on December 19, 1991. I'm talking with Aline Wills and about Franklin Runyon Sousley, her second cousin. Okay. Now, you were telling me that he came over to your house as a teenager.
Yes,
as
yes
a teenager,
he did. Mm-hmm. As a high school student.
Mm-hmm.
He was in about the same class as one of my brothers, and he sometimes came to spend the night with my brother.
Mm-hmm. And you said he was what kind of a kid was he?
He was a redheaded, had blue eyes, and liked fun. You could tell he was kind of an impish type person, not mean at all, but just liked to just have a little fun with people. And he was very well liked.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was pretty good in sports in high school, and he did graduate from high school, to Flemingsburg High School.
Mm-hmm. He said he was... in sports, was he on an athletic team?
I really can't say. I left there about that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I really can't say because I had married and moved away at that time.
Mm-hmm.
He was quite a bit younger than I was.
Mm-hmm. You said he was pretty impish. Mm-hmm. Did he get into any pranks that you can recall?
I don't recall that he ever got into any trouble of any sort. I don't think he would be that type of person. He would like to play little tricks on people or just have a good time.
Mm-hmm. He's always into something.
Well, I really don't know him that well because, as I said, he was in an entirely different age group from me, and we were not in school at the same time, so
mm-hmm.
And even though he lived only about 8 miles from where I lived, it was a different direction mm-hmm. from the school, and I didn't see him that much.
He went off to the Marines when he was 19.
Mm-hmm.
So you were what age at that time?
Well, let's see, this was in 45. About 22 or 23.
Mm-hmm. And your brother was about the same age as he was?
Yes, it was a younger brother of mine.
Mm-hmm. I recall reading that after he left the high school, he went to Ohio. I can't recall the city.
Mm-hmm.
He worked at a factory there. Do you recall anything about that?
No, I was not aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
I had moved to Tacoma, Washington by then, and
mm-hmm.
I lost contact with him at that time. And so I really didn't know that until I read about it.
Uh-huh. So he went through high school.
Yes, apparently graduated.
Were a good student of what?
I would say, and I really don't know, but I would say offhand he was an average student.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't a brilliant person, but just an average person.
Mm-hmm. His parents were farmers, weren't they?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, his father died when Franklin was very young.
That was Duke Sousley.
Duke Sousley, yes. I would say that Franklin was maybe 10 or 12 years old when his father died.
Mm-hmm.
And his mother, his mother remarried. Franklin had two brothers, and then later on, after his mother had remarried, he had a brother and a sister,
mm-hmm.
in addition to the other two.
You were telling me about all the problems that mm-hmm. family had. Would you like to
yes.
Explain that.
Well, Franklin's father was named Duke Sousley, and he had a brother, Malcolm Brooks Sousley, who died when he was 12 years old. He'd been a sickly person all his life. And then his younger brother, Julian, was killed in a car wreck up in Ohio, probably about the time that Franklin was working up there.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't aware of that until I read about it, because that was after I had left the area. Then when his mother had remarried, she married a fellow named Hensley Price, and they had a boy and a girl who would be half brother and half sister to Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
They grew to adulthood, and the half brother has died within the last few years, and the sister is not very well. They've always had poor health,
mm-hmm.
and that husband died also. So his Franklin's mother has had a pretty hard time.
What'd you say her name was?
Her name was Golda. She was Golda Mitchell.
Golda?
Golda.
G-O-L-D-A?
Yes, R-I-E. I think sometimes they call her Goldie.
Mm-hmm.
She was a Mitchell, and she had married the Sousley, and then after his death, she married Hensley Price.
Mm-hmm.
Now, during the war, after Franklin's death, his mother traveled around all over the United States selling bonds, appearing on the stage with the people who were selling war bonds,
yeah,
to raise money.
She did that how many times?
Oh, I don't know, but I know she went to some of the larger cities in the United States.
Well,
so
that must have been quite an experience.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure for her, being a farm girl from back in Kentucky, yeah, that was an experience for her.
It must have been sort of a bittersweet experience,
mm-hmm,
too.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. But she felt she was doing some good, you see.
Uh-huh. How did you know her very well?
Well, yes, I've been rather close to her, because she was my mother's first cousin, and they were very close. In fact, I had been in touch with her the last few years. She died only about a year ago.
Hmm.
And I had kept up with her pretty much over the last few years.
Mm-hmm. Did she talk about going on these war bond drives?
No. I was away for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And this happened during that time. You see, my husband's in service, and I lived in Tacoma when she was doing these war bonds deals. No, she didn't talk much about any of that.
Mm-hmm. How did the family react to the flag raising incident and the death of Sousley?
Well, I really don't know, because at that time I was away too. See, that was in the midst of the war, and my husband was in the service, and so I didn't have close contact with them at that time.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they were very much upset and hurt about it, but they were proud of him. And I'm sure they all made appearances when they could to try to keep up the spirits of the men.
I was wondering about a period of years after the war. Did you have any contact with them at that point?
That's when I've had the most contact with them, is after the war.
Did Sousley's name come up frequently or seldom?
Well, yes, in passing. Several years ago, they erected a highway marker outside the cemetery. Of course, they brought his body back at the end of the war, and he is buried at Elizaville, mm-hmm, in Fleming County,
yeah,
along with his father, Duke Sousley.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, that drew a good bit of attention. And then, of course, later they erected this large monument. The Marines,
mm-hmm,
erected a huge monument in the cemetery in honor of him.
Did the in the years after the war, did the people of that community hold Sousley up as a hero?
Yes, I think they did. So far as I can say, yes, I think they were real proud of him. As I said, he was sort of an impetuous type person. As I understand it, they first put up a small flag up there because, you know, the troops couldn't carry that great big flag up the hill the first thing. Mm-hmm. So they put the small one up and then later brought this large one up so it would be more visible to the other troops from a distance to show for sure that they had captured the hill. Mm-hmm. And he just happened to be sort of standing there, and when they saw them struggling, he dashed over to help them. Mm-hmm. And that would be typical Franklin.
Well, he was concerned about helping them
erect the flag.
Can you think of any other incidents where he went out of his way to help somebody?
No, I really can't, because, as I said, I just didn't have that much contact with him.
Mm-hmm. But that was his personality.
Yes, from what I knew about him, that was typical of Franklin, I think. Uh-huh. I knew him more as a child, a smaller child, than I did later on, you see.
Oh. Did you see anything in him as a child that would indicate he would later stand up under this kind of pressure, under the pressure of battle? And
No, I didn't. I just didn't have that much contact with him.
What I mean is, you said the family had some pretty hard times, and
yes.
I wondered if he bore up well under that.
Uh-huh. Well, I really, of course, he was young. I'm sure he did what he could, although, as I said, they lived a different direction from the school as we did, and so I didn't see him with his own family that much. He had a lot of support. His grandfather, Charlie Mitchell, who lived to be 101 years old, lived nearby. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure he was a great help to the family. Mm-hmm. They lived very close together, and I know. And then his mother had two sisters and a brother who lived near, fairly close. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that the family gave them very much support.
So he was raised in sort of a close-knit community.
Yes, he was. Uh-huh. And I'm sure the whole community tried to help. Mm-hmm. They were just that kind of people.
Do you think that kind of attitude of one person being dependent on and helping another, do you think Franklin carried that with him? Or would that be too much of a stretch?
I would say he would have that kind of a personality that, yes, if anybody needed help, I'm sure he would be right there.
Well, I don't want to put words in your mouth.
No, but I think he would.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's interesting. I've read accounts of some of the other men involved in that incident, mm-hmm. and they said exactly the same thing, that they were just trying to help their fellow Marines get the flag up. You know, they could see they were having difficulty
with
it.
Yes, it was quite a heavy flag. Yeah. And Franklin is the one in the back. He's the last one, and he's reaching, I'm sure. He helped him get it started, but he couldn't hold all the way. It was up too high.
I've been told that the soil right there is very crumbly.
What, really?
And the wind from the ocean was quite stiff,
uh-huh.
so that's why they had trouble with it.
Yes.
But anyway, that's an interesting insight into his personality and background. Mm-hmm. You said they were farming. They were farmers and had some hard times.
Mm-hmm.
Were they almost? I know agriculture during the 30s and 40s was in pretty hard times.
Well, I think the farmers all lived, they lived pretty well because they could grow what they needed on their farms pretty much. And so they probably lived fairly well. And I don't know really in what house they were living at that time. I know he was born in a little old building on the farm. I guess it was on his grandfather's farm. That was later made into a chicken house. So,
really?
Yes, it was over close to the highway between Elizaville and Hilltop, a little town out there. Now, his grandfather was not wealthy, but he was not a poor man.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sure that they had any support that they needed from him.
Are those buildings still standing?
No, unfortunately. It was standing until, two or three years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought they should have put a marker there.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't, and the building has been torn down now.
Mm. Too bad.
Mm-hmm.
What about the rest of his family? Are they anywhere around there now?
Well, the ones who are still living live fairly close to that. He has two aunts. His mother's two sisters live within 4 or 5 miles of that
mm-hmm.
area. And I suppose they're the last ones in the family because the grandfather's dead, the grandmother's dead, the uncle's dead. So I don't know of anyone else. And I don't know where his half-sister lives. She lives
mm-hmm.
somewhere in the county, but I'm not sure where it is. I don't know her very well.
Yeah. The cemetery is out in a rural area?
Well,
is
it's
right?
Just outside a small town.
Yeah.
It's quite a good-sized cemetery. It's... when you turn from the main highway that goes to Flemingsburg, turn and go up the hill, and the cemetery's up on top of the hill. It's a beautiful cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
But it's quite old. I think it was established 75 to 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And
the cemetery's on a hill, the entire cemetery?
It's up at the top of a hill, and it's just slightly, it's not a steep hill, but it's,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the cemetery itself has some sloping little hills, but not steep ones.
Any trees around?
Oh, yes, there are trees.
Mm-hmm. Well, sounds like a lovely spot.
It is. Very pretty.
It's quite a contrast to Iwo Jima,
I should say.
Yeah.
Yes, I think he would be proud to see how they have marked his grave.
How do the townspeople now feel about Sousley?
Well, I really haven't heard any expression. I know that when they erected this monument, when the Marines did, they had a huge crowd there.
Mm-hmm.
It was one Sunday afternoon, and they had just a great big crowd.
Yeah.
So I think that shows that they, had some respect for him.
Yeah, apparently so. If I remember correctly, there was a marker. You said there was one on the highway, is that right?
Yes, a highway. Those highway markers, yes.
Now there was a... Seems like somewhere in my memory there's a small marker that was erected not long after he was buried, and somewhere near the grave.
Yes, I believe there was, yes, a small marker in there. Uh-huh.
Did the Marines put that up or someone else?
I suspect the state did that. I'm not sure. Well, no, that wouldn't be the highway marker that you put up by the state. But I don't know. Probably the local Marine group might have put that up. But
mm-hmm.
yes, there was one there marking his grave.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just
a small wooden.
Small.
That was mm-hmm. a small wooden marker, mm-hmm. wasn't it?
I think so.
Cross? Or?
No. Let me see. I believe that was made of metal. I'm not sure. It was not a great big one, though.
Now, the monument that was put up recently is huge. It looks like.
Oh, it is. Uh-huh.
About 12 feet tall?
About something like that. And it's a black marble.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Quite elaborate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see. You said you weren't in Flemingsburg area when Salzig was killed.
Mm-hmm.
You were in Tacoma then.
Mm-hmm.
Do you recall how you heard about it?
No, I suspect that my mother probably wrote to tell me about it. And then we received the Courier Journal all the time we were out there. My husband had had it all of his life.
Mm-hmm.
So we subscribed to the Courier Journal, and that was probably in paper, too.
Yeah. Do you recall what your emotional reaction was?
No, I really don't. Of course, I was sorry that it happened,
mm-hmm.
but I can't say right offhand. I don't remember how I felt exactly about it. Of course, I had a brother who had been killed in Germany, and so, you know, I just sort of get used to that idea that, well, maybe another one.
Or was that a long time before Salzig?
Oh, about the same time.
Yeah, I'm sure mm-hmm. that's very hard.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the famous photograph was printed in this country very soon after the battle,
mm-hmm.
maybe before the battle was even completed. Did you know Salzig was one of the group
yes.
then?
Yes, I suspect that my mother wrote that to me, that I'm sure everyone in Fleming County heard about that sooner, you know, because he wrote home to his mother about how they did this.
Mm-hmm.
And so she knew it, and I'm sure, you know, the word spread through the county.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother probably wrote to tell me that. Through the Courier Journal, I'm sure they had a story on it.
Mm-hmm. How did you find out which one Salzig is?
His mother told some of the family which one he had written to tell her. He described it pretty well to her, and he said, "I'm the one in the back, and I have my jacket tied around my waist."
Mm-hmm.
I see it shows it hanging down there.
Does okay. this story quote the letter?
No, it doesn't. Oh. This is mostly about the. Dedication of this monument.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You said Mrs. Salzig had died. Do you know whether she kept the letter or not?
Well, I'm sure she did. I don't know, but I feel she did.
You have any idea where that letter might be?
Well, his half sister just may have it. Or one of his aunts. He has one of his mother had a younger sister who might have the letter. I really don't know.
Do you know their names and where they are?
Yes. I know his aunt's name. I don't know his sister's name because I don't know what her husband's name was. His aunt was named Florine Mitchell, and she married Paul. I can't think right offhand what her married name is. I know it very well. And she lives in Fleming County.
Mm-hmm.
I see her now and then.
Yeah. Well, it would be worth pursuing because some other accounts I've read of this incident indicate that one of the other figures is Salzig instead of the one at the end.
Uh-huh. Well, that's the story that I heard. Her aunt is Mrs. Paul Moran, and she lives
mm-hmm.
in Fleming County. I could write to her and ask her if she knows if that's what she understood. But I remember they were saying that he had his jacket tied around mm-hmm. his waist.
If that letter still exists, some effort should be made to find it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh, because the Marine Corps' official version is that the one on the end is Ira Hayes.
Really? Mm-hmm.
And that the and that Sousley is the this one.
The one in front of him.
The one with the rifle.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I
didn't know that. Of course, I'm sure there are several versions of this, but as I remember it, that's the way he wrote to his mother.
Mm-hmm. Well.
And he wrote. See, he was killed just about 10 days after this.
Yes.
By a sniper. Uh-huh. And so he had to write it.
He wrote it on Iwo Jima, I guess.
Yes.
Well, mm-hmm. It would be a very valuable letter if it could be located.
Yes, it would.
Mm-hmm. If you could write the woman and ask her about mm-hmm. it would be a big help to history.
Yes, uh-huh.
Right.
Would you want...
Well, we collect manuscripts from all periods and places. If they want the original, we'd love to have the original.
Yes,
but if they want to keep it, we could make a copy and return it,
mm-hmm.
return the original.
Mm-hmm.
But if we have a letter written by Sousley at the time identifying himself as one of the figures that's different from the version the Marine Corps mm-hmm. publishes, it would be extremely valuable to have that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'll see what I can do about that.
Okay. It would be a big help to everybody if you would. Let's see.
As I understood it, he was just more or less standing up there,
mm-hmm.
and he saw them having this trouble, so he dashed over, which would indicate, too, that he might be on the end, and try to help them get the flag up.
Yeah, it does. It's interesting to trace the lives of each of these
mm-hmm.
men.
I suppose no one is living now, right?
One.
One?
Mm-hmm. Three of them did not survive the battle. And there's one living now. I believe it's... which figure is it? Rene Gagnon. I believe he's the second one. But that letter would be an extremely important mm-hmm. document if we could find
it. I'll see what I can do.
Okay. Well, anything, like I said, or anything we can mm-hmm. piece together mm-hmm. about Sousley is going to be worthwhile, and this tape is,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure. So it's been a valuable information.
Well, I wish I could tell you more, but see, I really didn't see him that often.
Mm-hmm.
And I really saw his mother a great deal more than I did him. In fact, she was a very kind of favorite with my mother, her favorite cousin, maybe you'd say.
Yeah. Well, she, while we're on the subject, how would you describe her personality?
Well, she was a very strong person, apparently, because she lost two husbands and four children,
mm-hmm.
and but she always seemed to be in good spirits. She kind of looked after her father, who was he was with her, I guess, after when he celebrated his 100th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the two of them, Kentucky Colonel's lease.
Oh, good.
And she took him over to the newspaper, and they took his picture and put it in the paper and wrote him a story about his 100th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
But he lived to be 101 before he died. We used to have a Mitchell reunion in Fleming County, and he was a patriarch of the family because he was the only real older one living.
Mm-hmm.
And and his wife, and this daughter and her other sisters, more or less supervised it. We met in Flemingsburg at the facilities for such a thing. And we would have 50 or 75 mm-hmm. persons there. Kind of a potluck affair, you know.
Yeah. And you were reasonably close to Mrs. Sousley.
Yes, yes. She was one of my favorite relatives. Mm-hmm. I wasn't with her very often, but when I was, I enjoyed her. And she was a strong person, apparently, because she'd gone through so much. She had to be. Mm-hmm.
Was she cheerful or
yes,
sour? Or what?
No, she was cheerful. No, she didn't let her troubles get her down. And
mm-hmm.
she was active until.
Okay. You were saying Mrs. Sousley was active and cheerful and didn't let her troubles get her down.
No.
Mm-hmm. Was she a religious person?
Not a zealot,
yeah.
But yes, I'm sure she had strong religious leanings.
Do you recall what church they went to?
I believe the family in general, I think, belonged to the Christian church.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe she would probably would go to another church, you know, if it's more convenient. And
mm-hmm.
But as I say, she wasn't the kind who was talked a whole lot about religion or anything like that.
Did she talk about Franklin much?
No, not unless you maybe ask her a question or so. She seldom brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I usually saw her in a group. I didn't see her alone,
mm-hmm.
Enough to really discuss that with her very much.
When she did discuss it, was it with, I'm sure it was a mixture of pride, resignation,
I would
and
say
sadness,
pride and resignation, yes.
But mm-hmm. which would you say was the dominant?
Probably pride. I think she was very proud of him.
Mm-hmm.
And this, you know, since she got a lot of attention personally out of this, you know, she was very much aware of it. And as I said, she traveled quite a bit, all over the United States, I think,
mm-hmm.
appearing in those bond rallies.
That was just during the war.
Mm-hmm.
After the war, people didn't pay nearly as much attention to the incident.
No.
Did that seem to depress her? Or?
Not that I could tell. I would say she wasn't a very depressed person. She did the best she could, you know, went mm-hmm. right on with what she had to do. And
yeah. Did, at least what she had to do, you mean?
Had to go on living, you know, and making the best of
the daily work of the farm.
Well, yes. Although in her later days she didn't live on a farm, but she mm-hmm. lived in a farming area.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she sort of looked after her elderly parents, and mm-hmm. they were close by. She didn't live with them,
mm-hmm.
but she always had her own home.
Every so often, when an anniversary of Iwo Jima comes out, or when a monument's dedicated, reporters will write stories about Sousley. To your knowledge, did Mrs. Sousley welcome such questions, or did she resent them?
I have no idea. As I said, I just didn't see her very often, maybe once a year. And there were a lot of other people around at that time, so we just really didn't discuss Franklin with her.
I see. I just wonder what.
I think she would not be averse to discussing it if the reporters came and want to interview her.
Uh-huh.
I feel that she would talk with them.
Yeah.
But she was sort of an outgoing person, you know. She wasn't reticent about it, but not the type who would just bring it up just to be talking about
it. Yeah. Well, from what I've read, sounds like Franklin was sort of an outgoing person.
Yes.
Maybe he got that from his mother.
No, I barely remember his father because he died when Franklin was fairly young.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, say in the whole the first or second grade in school, something like that.
The reason I asked was that some families have some other war heroes that I know about resent the intrusions of journalists every so often, and I just wondered if that applied here.
I don't think so. I think she would be willing to talk to anyone and tell them all she knew about it. And I don't know whether she would expressing her own feelings very much about it, but she would talk about the details of it.
Yeah. And she died only a year ago?
Oh, let's see. About a year and a half ago, I guess. I know her brother died, and she died a week later. And then my brother died of cancer. I believe that was be 2 years in the spring. It's not quite 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I said we kept going to the same cemeteries.
Yeah.
Who's next? You know.
Yeah. Well, it's a shame I didn't get a chance to interview her.
Uh-huh.
I'd love to talk to her.
Yes.
Well, this has been very helpful. And I'm sure it'll be even more helpful to historians later on.
Well, I hope that I haven't misrepresented anything. But, that's just the way I remember it. And like I said, I didn't see her more than once a year in the last few years, you see.
Well, any information we can get about these people, we're better off for it.
So. I might try to get that letter, and maybe the aunt, the younger sister of the mother, might tell me something in addition.
And her name was what now?
Florine Moran, Mrs. Paul Moran. And she lives outside of Flemingsburg. I don't remember her address exactly, but it's near Flemingsburg.
Yeah, if anything you can do to track down a letter would be very valuable. Anyway, I think I've probably taken up too much of your time.
Oh, that's all right. No, that's all right.
Well,
this came out of the file in here. I'll put it back in there because I made a copy of it last time I was down here.
Because
it had some dates in there that I didn't remember.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to remember. You know, I have my whole family tied up with all those things.
Yeah, this is a story from the
Maysville Bay Paper,
I believe. The Ledger Independent of Maysville.
Uh-huh.
June 4th, 1984.
Yes.
The large monument dedicated, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's the one. Uh-huh.
Mm. It's a very impressive monument.
It is. Uh-huh. I'll put this back in the file. Now, we're not on tape now, are we?
Okay, I'll turn it off now.
Okay.